Thank you for listening to the Legacy Church podcast. To connect with us, go to www.legacynb.com. Now enjoy this time of prophetic ministry from one of our services.
Good morning, everybody. I want you to stand up with me. We're going to go into a time of worship here, but before we do, we just want to pray specifically for some things. It's obviously Memorial Day weekend. We just had what happened in Uvalde. We're going to pray for that. As I've been listening to the political, commentators and the politicians, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I'm going like, well, the church has got the solution. We need to be a people who does not come underneath the weight of tragedy, but instead we meet tragedy with the blood of Jesus. We meet tragedy with the name of Jesus. We meet tragedy with the Spirit of God that brings healing to the broken of the hearts. We're the only ones that have an answer to what's going on in our society right now. And now more than ever, it's a time that we arise and we shine. Sometimes that light is going to be a shining so that people who are walking in darkness can come in. But sometimes that light is those who are hurting, deeply hurting and broken and crying and mourning, so they can actually encounter the light and the love of the Father that heals the brokenhearted. So we're just going to pray right now specifically for Uvalde. And then we're going to pray for those and honor those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, whether that be somebody who's a soldier or a first responder. And we're just going to honor the Lord in it. And I've got a scripture for us. And then we're going to go in to worship God. And we're going to ask him to release his kingdom to come in a powerful way, because it's the presence of God that changes everything. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, Father, we just come into your presence right now. And we know that you are a good God, and that it's the goodness of God that leads people to repent, to change the way that they think, to change the way that they see, to change the way that they live. And right now, we need your goodness to be poured out in a mighty way over the community of Uvalde, over every parent that lost a child, over every law enforcement that's just battling that guilt and the condemnation that's coming from the media and all circles of light. Why didn't you go in sooner? All that stuff. We just cast down the accuser. I bind the accusing spirit from having any form of influence right now. And we say, Holy Spirit, would you breathe over them? Would you speak to them? Would you come in all of your power, in all of your might, in all of your grace, in all of your mercy? We declare grace over Uvalde. We just ask right now that you would breathe over them, and that what the enemy is clearly meant for evil, we ask that your kingdom would be demonstrated in a way that transforms lives. Just like after Columbine, where there was a girl who'd given her heart to Jesus. And whenever that shooter said, hey, you need to renounce Jesus, she said, I will never renounce Jesus. And she was martyred for her faith. I pray right now that same fervency for the love of God would enter into the hearts of all those children that were there, all those teachers, all the parents, all the family, all the community of Uvalde. Holy Spirit, would you come and perform a mighty miracle? Would you turn tragedy into an opportunity for your grace to bring people home to you? I just bind right now trauma. We don't agree that you get a place in this story one bit. I bind the spirit of trauma and command you to go to the pit of hell. In fact, I know that the enemy, these demonic spirits, will be traumatized for all of eternity for rejecting God. But instead, Lord, we say, breathe on them with the spirit of mercy and grace and healing. With that verse that you wrote, you said, Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to heal the brokenhearted, be poured out right now. And so I ask, Lord, that revival would awaken. I pray right now that you would turn mourning into dancing, yes. Not because of trying to avoid thinking about it, but instead because there's been such an encounter with your love. Jesus, would you touch every church in Uvalde? Would you have them burn with compassion? But compassion that actually releases solutions. There it is. And just as an apostle in this region, I speak to the angels that are assigned in that area, in that region, specifically assigned to Uvalde, and I call you to be activated. We are not like those who grieve without hope, but instead, we have hope in the name of Jesus. I ask you that hope would arise. I ask, Lord, that every TV crew, every national story that's being done would suddenly be infiltrated with a spirit of truth. I just pray that from the cameramen to the reporters, that their hearts would open up and they would receive you because they would see you move in Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. And I just combat the lie. It was the same question that the Pharisees asked about the crippled man that Jesus was about to heal. Does this man crippled because of his sins or his parents' sins? And Jesus, you said, no, this is here so that the glory of God may be manifest. And right now, I just speak that over you, Uvalde. All those questions, is this because of the sins of or the turning away from? No. We do not partner with the accusation of the enemy. But instead, we say, this is the moment that your glory and your grace may be demonstrated. So have your way, Jesus, in every way possible. So if you're present in this room right now, we just want to honor, obviously, Memorial Day is the remembrance of all those who have laid their life down, whether it be in wartime, peacetime, the soldiers, first responders, especially after 9/11. First responders really were brought into Memorial Day in a new way, and rightfully so. And right now, there's an assignment, I think, of the enemy to come against terrorism. And instead, like, we just need to release a blessing over. So if you're a family member of someone who lost their life in war or of a was a first responder, would you just raise your hand right now? See you in the back. See you all over. So let's just honor right now the Lord, and then pray a blessing over these families, and then we're going to release a blessing over our armed forces and our first responders that are alive today. So, Father, we just thank you, God, that freedom is not actually free. It always comes with a price. And so we just honor the sacrifice of every man and woman who has given their life in the service of protecting our country. And we just honor right now every first responder that instead of running from the fire, they ran into the fire. Every officer that instead of running from the gunfight actually ran into it. We just say right now, we honor their sacrifice. And we release a blessing over their families, over their wives, over their children, over their grandchildren. And we just declare right now, and I hear the Lord even say, even the teacher that gave their life in Uvalde to protect their kids, we just honor that. Pour out your spirit. And Lord, we just declare a blessing over our armed forces, every man and woman that is in harm's way right now. And we declare peace across the planet. Calm. Blow out the flames of unrighteous war. Whether that be in Ukraine or other parts, we just say a protection come. May the awe and the wonder of the Lord enter into the camps. May the awe and the wonder of your great name, Jesus, be at the top of the hearts of every one of our soldiers and first responders. May they feel your protection. May they know they are protected with angels. And we pray for revival. I know there's a revival even taking place, beginning in the stages of our local police department. We say that you would just fan the flames of hunger and revival for you, Jesus. Let this be a testimony of what will be spread across every police department, every fire department, every first responder across the world. Just come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit. The Lord reminded me, one more thing I'm going to pray for, and I'm going to read a scripture to you, is this is we call it our Encounter Sunday. Last month I taught about why prophecy, why do we do this? But I just want to reiterate, we don't teach things here without the expectation of actually encountering the God who taught it, said it. We don't teach things without an expectation of encountering and activating. Like God didn't just give us empty words. These were words to be lived by and to be lived out. And so as we're just encountering his presence today, I want to challenge you to press into the arms of the Father, to press into who he's called you to be, to not just make this another church service and not get caught up what people were doing or not doing. Your worship of Jesus should never be dependent upon somebody else. Your worship of Jesus is always dependent upon, is he really who he says he is? And if you can answer that question in your heart, God, you are who you say you are, the natural response will always, always be worship and awe and wonder for who he is. So come, Holy Spirit. I'm going to hold this off for later. I feel like he's saying, just invite him right now, right where you're at. Position your heart. Come, Holy Spirit. You are the God of all eternity. You are the lover of our souls. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you alone, O Jesus, are worthy of all praise. You alone, O Lord, are the ones that we turn to for victory. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You said if we seek you, we will find you. Well, Lord Jesus, we're seeking you. We're laying down secondary things so that we can set you as the number one priority. And so I just release in this room right now the freedom for encounter. Some of you are going to encounter him like Mary did the day of resurrection. It looked like just a gardener, but then suddenly it was Jesus. I think some of you are going to encounter him in a way you've never, ever expected or experienced before, but it's Jesus. So come. Release healing in the room, Lord God. I just give you praise for who you are. You are the God of miracles. You're the God who heals. Even my father being in the service today is a testimony of your healing power. Multiply it and do it again, Jesus. Those who are in this room right now who need a healing touch, pour out your spirit. May we encounter Jesus, the healer, today. Just have your way. Declare in Jesus' mighty name, and all God's people said.
Amen. He's so good. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Let's give him just another clap offering. Let's just celebrate the goodness of our God. How good he is, how faithful he is, how kind he is. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Time now of healing. We want to go after healing. We're all about just recognizing that Jesus paid for everything. He paid for the fullness in our physical, our soul, our spirit. And so if you have an ailment, I believe that the Lord is going to touch you today. If there's something that is a dis-ease, He wants to heal you. He wants to heal you. Sickness and disease does not exist in heaven.
Amen.
And He told us to pray on earth as it is in heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah, you guys can step down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. If you need a physical healing in your body, I want you to stand. I don't care what it is. Thank you, Lord. It's the children's bread, you guys. We don't have to settle for anything less than what Jesus paid for. If you want it, you can have it. He's got to believe. Now, we believe that faith is a principle, right? A lot of people have been abused with that. When we've tried to pray for healing, people have gone to other places for healing. People have been told they don't have enough faith. Maybe that's why you didn't get healed. That's baloney. Okay? We borrow the gift of faith from the Lord. It's His faith. It's what He says is true. Faith is a principle. It's a principle, but it's not required in the sense that we borrow His faith. Because some of you may have no faith for it. There have been times I've even prayed for people. I had no faith for someone to get up out of a wheelchair, but I saw it happen. I'm just telling you. Part of me was like, all right, I'm just going to obey to pray. But my brain is like, I don't know. Right? I'm just telling you. I'm for real. I'm telling you. Okay? There's a thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Sometimes it didn't happen exactly the way we want it, when we want it, and how we want it. But guess what? That's what we contend for, though. Okay? We don't have to fight God for it. He already said it's finished. It's already done. It's about His timing, His way. And I'm going to tell you right here and now that there's no second-class healing. So even if you got to go through doctors and medicine, God is a God of science. Okay? I'm a therapist. God helps through inner healing and soul care. Okay? But it's His way. We're going to pray for plan A today. We're going to pray for plan A on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? We're going to pray for miracles. Miracles means now. Okay? Miracles mean now. Creative miracles. Even things that are absent, that are gone. We have seen things be recreated. We've seen bones be recreated where there was metal before. We've seen metal disappear in this house. We've seen it. We've seen legs grow out. We've seen the unthinkable. Okay? And the word of our testimony and the blood of Jesus is all we need. So whatever ailment you have, I guarantee you somebody in here has probably heard or know of a testimony, or we can find it in Scripture. I'm just telling you right now. He's here and He's available for you. Okay? So now everybody else, you're the ministry team. The people next to you, side by side, where I want you guys to get up. If you don't need a healing prayer, you're the ministry team. We're activating you and anointing you. Jesus Himself said, go and do those things. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Cast out demons and raise the dead. That's what He said. And He said, we're going to go and do more than even what He had done. Because we're going to be here on the earth, right? Extending it. His hands, His feet. So I'm going to activate you right now. Find somebody next to you who needs a healing. Everybody that is standing needs to have at least one person near them to pray for them. Let's go. Even if you're somebody who's standing and needs healing too, you guys can pray for each other. But I want everybody activated. Come on, we invite you in. That's what Encounter Service is about. This is the children's bread. So just ask them very simply, just like a five-year-old, what do you need gone? What do you want healed? We don't want long stories. We just need enough to know, I want this gone. I want this fixed. I want this healed. I want this restored. And let's pray with faith. We command it to go right now in Jesus' name. We command every sickness and disease to go right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity is bound up right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. You're the God who heals. You are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, you provide all that is needed. We thank you, Lord. Fire, come now. Thank you, Lord. Release your healing right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. After you pray, test it out. If you can test it out, if there's something you couldn't do before, test it out and do it now. Feel your body, move around. If you couldn't raise your hand, raise your hand. Test it out if you can. On a scale of 0 to 10, where was any pain? Where is it now? Thank you, Lord. Even Jesus prayed twice. Even Jesus prayed twice. So let's pray again. We got one arm for if God's touching you, if there's been a healing, one arm, please wave at me. If you feel God moving, one arm. If you're completely, if it's completely healed, wave two arms at me like this. Amen. We got two right now. Three. Four. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray again. We thank you, Father. There's healing in the blood. We thank you, Lord. You're here. You're present. We command all pain to go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Restoration power be released right now and restore, 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 restore. All pain go. Thank you, Jesus. Vertebrae come into alignment right now in Jesus' name. All inflammation go right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what stenosis means or what part of that is, but I hear the word stenosis. If that makes sense to anybody, I hear the Lord healing something with stenosis. I don't even know what that word means. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Whatever that is, it's a narrowing in the spine. I don't even know what that is. I have no idea, literally. So thank you, God, that you're healing whatever the stenosis is need to be healed right now. All pain go, all inflammation leave. Every disc and vertebrae come into alignment right now in Jesus' name. Migraines go, never to return again in Jesus' name. Migraines go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Someone has fallen arches and it's become a problem. Thank you, Lord, that you can heal fallen arches. We thank you, Lord, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, jaw pain, go now in Jesus' name. Ho! Sha-da-da-da. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you have dry eyes, someone have dry eyes, thank you, Lord. Just healing dry eyes. Thank you, Lord. Dry eyes, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, now test it out again. Test it out again. If it's moved at all, God's touching you. Wherever your pain was on a scale of 0 to 10, if it's moving, God's touching you. If it's moving down, God's touching you. If the pain increases, wave your hand at me. If your pain is increasing since we've prayed, okay, good. I'm just going to tell you now, if pain gets worse while we pray, then we know we have a spirit of infirmity to cast out. When you spot him, then you got him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Test it out. Test it out. Now wave your hand at me. One hand, if you know God's touching you, if he's healing you, if there's been some movement, it may not be 100% gone yet. Give me one hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Thank you. Now two hands, if you've been completely healed, wave your hands. Two hands at me like this. Raise them high, please. Raise them high, everybody. Look around. Two hands raised up. Come on, don't be shy. Give God the glory. One, two, three, four, five. Thank you, Lord. Six. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you have a testimony of healing, I'm going to ask you to come up quickly. Come up quickly and share the testimony. Don't be shy, guys. Give God the glory for the healing. Okay. Word of knowledge for carpal tunnels. Anybody have carpal tunnel? Okay. Thank you. Jesus, we just thank you right now that you're healing carpal tunnel right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We speak peace to her nerves right now in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of fear and that pain right now, and we cast it out in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, just touch her. Thank you. release the tension right now. Yeah, muscles be loosened. Thank you, Lord. Inflammation go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. More. More, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill her up. Thank you, Jesus. Does anybody know the stenosis word? That's just a weird one. Does anybody have that? Is that you? Two? Three? We had four? Okay. Can you tell me any healings? Any touch, you guys? Any movement with the stenosis? Wave your hand at me if you feel like it's moved. I'm going to go after that one again just because I know that's a word I know God gave me because I don't even know what it means. So God, we thank you that you dropped a word of knowledge for stenosis to be healed right now in Jesus' name. We command all pain to go right now in Jesus' name. We come into alignment with the kingdom of heaven right now. We receive the fullness, Jesus, of what you paid for. Release it now in Jesus' name. Healing come in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give God the glory, right? Let's clap. Anybody want to come up and share a testimony? Come on up.
It is gone. I had an abdominal hernia. Okay. And we prayed over it. It is gone. It's gone.
It's gone, Jesus. Thank you. Does anybody have hernia issues? Anybody have hernia issues? Raise your hand at me. Anybody? Or anybody know of somebody who's got some hernia issues? Okay, guess what? We get to intercede right now. I'm going to ask you to release what you just received to those who need it. Is that all right? Just pray.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your healing. And yes, you can do it for everyone. It is finished. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. He's no respecter of persons, you guys. Come on.
Hey, I've had a strained wrist and ankle for 2 weeks where I had to, like, not do a whole lot, and I got prayed for and got healed.
Come on. That's so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else want to share real quick? Come on. It's okay. I know. We break off the fear of man here real quick. Let's go.
Okay. About a month ago, I was really sick. I was stuck at home. My family came to church, and I listened to Pastor Jay preach that morning. I put it on my big screen in my room, and I would just sit on the edge of my bed because I was so sick. I couldn't hardly get around. And then that service was over, and the next one popped up. It was an Encounter Sunday, and you said, somebody out there has got a sciatic issue. And I said, I stood up, and I claimed it right then, and it was gone. I'm telling you, it was. I don't have it anymore. I drive 1,000 miles a week in my truck, and I'm sitting in that truck, and I'm like, every time I just get out, I said, thank you, God, that it's healed. Thank you, God, that it's healed. And there's a lady that I encounter like every other day. I stop at her little restaurant, and she's always just telling me how bad her sciatic, and I'm praying for her. And I pray that y'all just agree with me, that she will have faith, because I want to see people that walk in that restaurant set free. You know? So that's my little testimony. And then you said something about carpal tunnel. I do this weird thing when I drive. It's a nervous tic thing that I've got, and it's gone right now in Jesus' name. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Good. Thank you, God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good, you guys. Let's just soak in that for just a minute. And his goodness, God, we thank you. Thank you that your goodness is running after us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We just contend for the fullness thereof, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. I was just asking the Lord. I'm always careful because y'all understand I might be the pastor here, but I'm a person too. And so we've got prayer requests. We have prayer needs. And then all of a sudden the Lord answers those prayer needs. And so I just want to give a testimony of God's goodness. Dad, why don't you walk up here for me real quick? So, those that don't know, back last fall, dad had a gallbladder removed, and then immediately after, like the pain and stuff didn't go away, and then discovered a small tumor on his pancreas, and then did surgery immediately, like his surgeon. It was a God thing. One of the only surgeons in all of South Texas, if it hadn't been there, that he would have had to go to Dallas or Houston to be able to have the surgery. And that doctor moved everything around, had the surgery, and that's why second-class healing doesn't come. Surgery is not a second-class healing. Like, we just honor God and what he can do through that. And so they moved that, and dad began chemo and kind of going through that process afterwards. Well, back in January, went down, and he was just getting super sick from the chemo and everything like that, and was down, obviously, weight. He was 185. I'm just going to give your testimony. 185 pounds for 50 years, and then it dropped down 60 pounds. And in that process, we took him to the hospital, started the process. They started saying, you have AFib, all these other things he's never had in the entirety of his life. And we were in the service. It was an Encounter Sunday service. And we got a phone call from my mom saying, they're calling for a hospice care. You need to get down here now. It's any day now, any moment now. And so we said, oh, heck no, I don't think so. Came in here, prayed with y'all, and then we hightailed it down, and there's this verse in Nehemiah 4 that talks about when you hear the trumpet call of the Lord, rally to that point, and the Lord will give us victory. And so we just started making these rally towels and went to the hospital room in the ICU, and all these doctors and the nurses are like, well, it's just any time now. And I'm like, no, it's not any time now. You don't know my God. It's like, no, I don't think so. We've got a word from the Lord. And so we just began to pray and began to pray. And then there was a turning point in that where what hospice care was any day now to suddenly we don't understand why his numbers are going up to we're releasing him to go. But even when you go home to do the rehab, you may never walk out of the rehab center. And he walked out of the rehab center to Eye of the Tiger. Come on. That's it. That's my Jesus.
That's right.
You want to say anything?
I'd like to, I'm a little bit hoarse, so I'd just like to reiterate, God is who he says he is.
That's right.
The whole time I was in the hospital, I would go from room to room, and there'd be a cross there. And there was a calm the whole time I was there. And can't explain it. On my heart, I know there's something he wants me to do. And I'm grateful, thankful, and blessed to have all of you praying for me the whole time. So thank you all. And God bless you.
So we share a testimony to give him glory, but there's also what God's done for one, he wants to do again.
That's right.
And I just want to say this last 9 months has been an interesting one. Last 2 years has been interesting for a lot of different people, especially 9 months for our family. Kelly's dad passed. My brother-in-law passed back at the end of August. And then dad went through his ordeal and whatnot. And in this time and in this process, we've comforted a lot of people. Many of you lost loved ones in that time frame. And your hope was attacked because something outside of the goodness of God was allowed to happen, and it was confusing. But what I'm here to tell you is in the middle of it all, we sing that first song, there's honey in the rock, there's water in the stone, right? Everything that appears to be a stumbling thing for you, if you understand that the goodness of God is within it, there's something that God wants to unlock. What he takes what the enemy meant for evil and turn for good. And so I'm here today telling, I prayed for my father-in-law to be resurrected, and he's there. And he's going to experience the resurrection before we do. I mean, he's there. And I prayed for my father, and he walked out of the hospital room. What's my point? Always believe.
That's right.
In 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, it says, and love endures all things. It never loses hope. It never loses faith. Why? Because love, God is love. It's not a feeling. It's not an emotion. It's not something you stir up. It is the encompassment, the embodiment of who God is. He is the expression of love. And love walked in the room this morning. So here's what I want you to do. I wasn't planning on it, but the Lord said to do it now. If in this last 2 years you experienced the loss of a loved one, or you experienced the loss of hope through watching all the crazy junk take place, and you felt like your hope was under assault, under attack, I want you to do something with me, a step of faith. Would you just stand up? See, we're not different. But what I've heard for the last hour and some odd minutes was a people of faith who worshiped despite circumstances. Because you know your hope is not found in the circumstance. Your hope is found in Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
And so I just want to declare over you right now. I woke up a week and a half ago at 444. It was just like the Lord's going, boom, there's something he's doing. And what I felt like, one of the numbers of four can mean the anthology of man. It's like the history of man. And I felt like the Lord says, it is time for people's story to turn from man's story to God's story.
That's right, that's right.
And what I want to release over you is what God did for my dad, what he's done for our family, even in the middle of losing a father, and still, we haven't lost him, I know where he's at.
That's right, amen.
I want to release over you breakthrough. And here's what I heard the Lord say. I want to say it with compassion, but I feel the weight and the fervency of the Lord on this thing. And what he says is this, stop your mourning.
Yes, yes.
Now, if it happened last week, there's a process, okay? But I'm talking about this cumulative effect. If you've lost hope, it's time to hope again. It's time to believe again. It's time to step into faith again. It's time to say, but God, you are who you say you are. So what I want to release over you right now, if you just go and open up your hearts, and if you're in agreement with me, say amen.
Amen.
So I release over you right now, in the name of Jesus, breakthrough. I turn the page in your life that these last 2 years has not been defined by loss. These last 2 years has been defined right now by the goodness of the Lord and his story and his word is true and faithful, and it will never fail to complete what it began out. And we just say right now, we will be a people who hope in the times of the storms because we will walk on the storm.
Yes, we will.
So bring healing now into bodies right now. Into every hopeless circumstance and situation right now, I declare the glory of the Lord and the testimony of your faithfulness, God, be released. And if you believe that, to say this, I turn the page.
I turn the page.
I could hear it in the spirit. The page went, shh.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here's the thing. Whenever you, and I've got a journal, when I turn into a fresh page, there's that, it's crispness. It's never been turned on. There's a crispness to the page, and you can just almost hear it kind of peel off and be turned. That's what I heard when y'all said, I've turned the page. Like, the Lord's taking you into a territory you've never been in before. The reason he wants you to go further than the testimony these last 2 years is because he's got greater testimonies for you. So we just worship you. We just give you praise. We just give you glory. And we say, have your way right now. I want y'all just take a moment and praise him for a second.
Good morning.
morning. You may want to stand back up here in just a little bit. While we were worshiping and singing about the goodness of God, I saw a vision. And as people were standing up, I seen Jesus walking on the heads of people. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And he was starting over here, and he was just going through and stepping on your heads. And he said, I am healing brains with my nail-scarred feet. I've never heard that. I'm healing brains. And as Pastor Jay said about a grief and about sorrow, and I've had brain fog since Honey went to heaven in January. And I've prayed almost every day and declared that my brain is healed and whole and back to sharpness. And not only did I see Jesus walking on the heads, he was teaching my honey how to do that. And I also seen my honey, and he was trying to, but he would, you know, he was kind of messing up a little bit. And Jesus would say, come on, we do this all the time. We go to other churches and do this, so you want to come along and help? And it was beautiful. I've never seen anything like it. That as he was stepping on your heads, he was bringing healing to your brains. So there's some of you that need healing in your brain today from all of everything that has went on. So if you want to stand up right now, I'll pray for you. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the healer. We thank you today that you can heal our brain. We thank you, Father, that the blood of Jesus Christ is flowing in our brain, renewing every blood cell, every cell of our brain. And I command right now in the name of Jesus, the electrical and the chemical frequencies of every cell of our brain to be in perfect harmony and balance in Jesus' name, and blood flow to our brain in the name of Jesus. We have the mind of Christ, and the memory of the righteous is blessed. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over every brain disease, everything that is hindering the body of Christ today from going forth and speaking those things that God and the Holy Ghost has given you. This day, have clarity in your brain. Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, guys. You can't make this stuff up. This is the kingdom. This is the kingdom. And the king gets to do and say whatever he wants. You know, Psalm 44:4 is like a life verse. So when you said the 444 again, because he shows it to me all the time. Psalm 44:4, you are my God and my king. Command victory over Jacob. So put your name in that. Command victory over Cindy. Command That's victory right. over Bob. Command victory over...
Amen. That's right.
Come on. So good. All right, we're gonna take a pause here. We usually jump into the prophetic. We're actually gonna do that still too in our encounter service, but we wanna recognize the seniors who are graduating, senior recognition. So if you guys will go ahead and come up, and I'm gonna invite your families to come up and surround you as well. But we've got Morgan, Caleb. Okay. And And then prophetic team, I want you guys to go ahead and come on up too. Do you want to share a little bit about what your next step is? I think we'd all like to kind of hear so we know how to pray for you.
I've been talking to God about, like, what's next, and he said to go to Oral Roberts University, which is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a ways away, but I know I'm called there every time. Like, God's just confirmed and confirmed and confirmed it, and I love the atmosphere there. I love just the way they do teaching, and I'm excited for it, and God has provided time and time again, and I know God's called me to the realm of business, but also the creative industry, so... I'm just excited to see what that looks like as a kingdom entrepreneur.
Come on. Yes! Kingdom entrepreneurship. Love it. Caleb, you have
to share a little bit about your next step. I'm going to be going into the workforce, so doing a bunch of trades and things. As of yesterday, I got offered a HVAC job. So there's that. And if I told myself if I don't really like it, I would save up the money and I would put myself through medical school. As a physical therapist. So yeah, that's really what's going.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Well, I'm going to leave this because we don't know if Pastor would be able to keep talking. So I just want you guys to extend your hand. We're just going to pray over them a blessing and release a blessing. And then I want the prophetic ministry team to just prophesy over them. So if you guys get stuff, just raise your hand at me and I'll give you the microphone, but I'll start. Lord, we just bless them right now. God, we thank you for Morgan and for Caleb, Lord. We thank you for their lives are marked by you, God. And we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you for their families who have prayed and persevered and pioneered for them, Lord. We thank you for the inheritance, the true legacy that has been laid in the family in your name, Jesus. So we thank you for them. We thank you for complete and total fullness in their life. We thank you for destiny, God, to come. We thank you for an acceleration of favor, Lord. We thank you for open doors, doors that no man can shut, God. We thank you for a clear path in their decisions and their direction, Lord. We thank you for surrounding them with the right people, the right friends, the right places, Lord, the right leaders in their life, Lord, the right mentors, the right friends, the people who are going to be there for them, Lord, through thick and thin. We thank you, Lord, for their families. We thank you, Jesus, for them. So we just release blessing and favor to them in their future steps. Lord, we pray for the hearts of mamas and daddies and those who will go through this transition of sending. But, Lord, we thank you for the joy, God, because that's what you've done, God. You've given us them to steward. And with joy, we launch them and release them to you, Jesus, and to all that you have for them. God, I know that there are books in heaven with our names on it. They've got a book in heaven with their name on it. And Lord, we declare that every stroke of your pen and the destiny that you have formed for them shall come to pass. And we thank you for them, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And we're just gonna take a minute, and if you got prophetic words for them.
So several people in here have highlighted the Marine Corps to me today, and what I got when we started praying over you guys, you're not soldiers in the Army of God, you're Marines. There's no surface on the planet that is stopping you from doing the work of God. And the Marine Corps has a motto. You're only as good as your weakest link. And what I see the two of you guys are, you're the ones that come alongside that weakest link and pick him up and grab his pack and throw it over your shoulder, and you carry him to the finish line, that person to the finish line. And that's you two. You are both that. You are Marines in the Army of God.
So for you, Caleb, the Lord was just telling me that he's doing a new thing, and I know that you're stepping into a new season, into a new thing, but I think there's something about the covenant that you're, when you covenant with the Lord and you make that your top priority, that right now he is doing a new thing inside of you, not just what's going on in your life, but he's doing a new thing inside of you. And as you step out in that covenant and in that boldness, that there is going to be growth. Like I see green, like as you walk down the path, like I see the growing and the life that's going to happen around you as you know, the new and the life. And so I just bless you with that. And I just pray that you honor that covenant with the Lord and you keep that purity and heart connected with the Lord. And so I reclaim that. And oh, do you have Caleb too? Anybody else for Caleb? Because I have one for...
When Cindy was talking about God's plans for you, I just saw this like long, almost like a scroll going down from your neck all the way down your back, and it was just full of God's plans for you in detail, and he has so many things already mapped out for you, and there's going to be work, but there's going to be a lot of laughter and joy also.
Yeah.
So I see God is growing your tent pegs, like you're taking dominion. Yes. And I keep hearing this song. These boots were made for walking. That's just what I'll do. One of these days, I'm going to walk all over you. And I feel like God's saying, you're walking on the enemy's head every time you put your boots down. Everywhere you go, you're telling him to go back to hell, and you're bringing the kingdom. And I think that's really cool. And I've prophesied over him a lot, so I'll stop there.
And then, Morgan, I know we already got the opportunity to pray and prophesy over you, and so I was just asking the Lord, give me something new. And the word that came was just fire on your feet. It is fire on your feet, and I think you know what that means. And it is time. It is time.
Okay. God is calling you Morgan the Invincible. And Morgan the Magnificent, and he says that you are a visionary in his kingdom.
Okay, so I'm not supposed to teach, but Romans 8:11, the Spirit of Christ that rose Jesus from the dead lives in you. And the more that becomes reality in you, the bigger your door swings open, because you're the temple, doors in here. Windows in here. And I've been seeing your door like crack open, but girl, it's blowing off the hinges. Woo! I'm so excited. Like, I can literally feel you when you come in a room.
That's amazing.
Can I add to that? Yes. So when she started talking about doors, I was picturing a landing ship where the Marine Corps landing craft come off of this ship, and it's a hovercraft that goes up onto the beach. You're the doors, or Jesus is the door that you're opening up for that force, whatever that force may be, to go and storm that beach and take that beach for the Lord. So,
It's a scientific fact that light carries vibration. The more light you learn to carry, the more vibration you have.
That's good.
Yes. Amen. Let's give them a hand. Thank you, Jesus, for them. You guys know what I'm saying.
Morgan, if you want to prophesy with us, you can.
You want to? I'm going to jump in there. All right. We're going to take some time to do some prophetic ministry now in our Encounter Sundays. That's what we do. It's all about the presence, right? It's not about us. He's the healer. He's the one who's the word. He's the one who speaks. So we hear the Father's voice, and we activate it by sharing with you a piece of the puzzle that he's shown us. He doesn't always give us a full picture. He gives us pieces of the puzzle. It's your job to take those pieces, test them out, weigh them out, judge them. They align with the word, that they edify, exhort, and give comfort. All of us are still training. All of us are still learning. I'll still do some coaching and correcting if needed, because that's what we're doing. We're all practicing. Amen. We invite all of you guys to participate in all of this, because this is the children's bread. We all hear the voice of the Lord, or we couldn't have said yes to him in the first place. Okay? You came into this building because you said yes to him, one way or the other, just by coming in, okay? And so what we practice doing is hearing the voice of the Lord, sharing with you guys the piece of the puzzle that we're getting. We get revelation and then our interpretation, which isn't always necessarily correct, but God will highlight it to you, especially because most words are confirming what he has already been showing you. It's just him kind of saying, yep, that's me. That was me talking. Yep, we're on the right track, okay? Sometimes a prophetic word, though, is really opening the door into a new thing. Sometimes it's a word of knowledge, which is factual information I shouldn't know. That's where I got the word of knowledge about stenosis from. I literally have I've never heard that word before, I don't think. I have no idea what it meant, but I just know what I heard. Okay, and so when you know the voice of the Lord and you know what you hear, it may just be a piece of the puzzle, but that's what we're going to release. But then we get an interpretation. We'll share our interpretation. The application's up to you. The application is up to you to pray into it. I encourage you guys, we certainly are live streaming, so these are all recorded. We encourage you to write them out, pray through them, ask the Lord more about them, because again, they're just pieces of the puzzle, okay? And that's why we'll also often popcorn two or three people on one person, because again, we may have different pieces of the puzzle or a different interpretation. So does anybody have a word they want to start off with right away?
What's your name? Krista. Okay, so this is what I see. And it's funny. And I feel this too. Sorry. Okay, so I see you're just covered with glitter. Covered with glitter. And then I feel lots of passion. And I feel like God's telling me you either love glitter or you hate glitter. One or the other. Like you're passionate about glitter in one way or the other. But he's shown it to me because he's telling me that she is my shiny one. I want her to shine. I want her to step out and shine. And there's something you're supposed to be doing, and you know it, but you're just sitting there because you hate glitter, I guess. I don't know. Do you hate glitter or do you love glitter? Well, he wants you to shine. Be passionate about the shiny part of glitter.
And you were actually highlighted to me, too. And so I feel like, and I don't know if it's the case or not, but I feel like you might have had a season of like, gloominess, and I feel like the Lord is bringing you out into that place of shining, that he is redeeming, he is restoring, and it is bringing new. What the enemy tried to use for evil, God is going to turn it into good, and so I just bless you in that.
I also saw that part of that shininess is like you're like a lightning bug bringing light in the darkness and beauty. I don't know if you've ever seen lightning bugs, you know, along a creekside or something like that. It's so beautiful. And I think God's saying that's what you are.
And you right next to him. What's your name? Nicholas. The Lord highlighted you to me during worship, and he said there is a man with leadership all over him. And he said that you're a Caleb. I don't know. You said, what was your name again? Nicholas. Okay. See, because I keep hearing Caleb, 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 and it's not the other Caleb that was up here, but Caleb, like the man of a different spirit. Caleb in the Word. He was a man of a different spirit. He was the one that says, it's my time to go take that mountain, right? And even though he was 80 years old, he was just as strong as when he was 40, because he was going to go and take the territory that God has given him. I feel like he's calling you into, you're in leadership, but he's highlighting your leadership specifically, because I feel like there's actually a promotion coming. If you haven't already received one, there's one coming, but it's about stepping into leadership, because he says you're pure-hearted. It's because your heart is pure. And it's before him that he loves that. He calls you son, but he calls you Caleb, a man after own spirit. So Nicholas, when you said the word Nicholas, of course, I'm just going to tell you what I saw. I saw Santa Claus. And he said that's because he's got many, many gifts to give and release. And so it's not just that you carry a gift, that you are a gift that releases gift to other people, that there's treasure inside of you in your leadership to give to other people. Excuse me. And to be able to highlight that specifically, that that's part of the call of leadership for you, is to call out the gifting in others, and that's how you unpack it for them, by giving them the gift of recognizing that they have gifts. There's it's a gift of impartation that you carry. You activate and impart people. Thank you, Lord.
I also saw that God says you're a man that cares about other people's hearts. You take care of and you're careful with other people's hearts. And he loves that, and that he is going to reveal more his perspective on things for you, where sometimes you're like, what is this about, or what are they doing, you know? And he's going to give you his perspective on those things as you ask him.
Not only you, but you, sir, in the back with this striped polo shirt. Yes, sir. God individually highlighted both of your watches to me, and they're very fancy, beautiful watches. But what God was telling me is that I've put something in your hands that is far more valuable, and that's my son, the Lord Jesus. God values things differently. Gold is the pavement in heaven. So he's saying, stop chasing after dirt. Stop chasing after road pavement. And I'm giving you something that is far more valuable, and that's time. And the time that you spend with your families is far more valuable in the long run than anything that this world could ever give you.
New words? Morgan?
The lady in the pink dress was actually highlighted to me. I saw you earlier in the hallway, and I saw like a morning glory springing up from your head. And I feel like, you know, if you have a sifter and you have a lot of flour in it, and it feels like you've been given a lot of ashes, a lot of trial lately, and you've been trying to sift it out. But if you put enough flour into a sifter, it's going to overflow, and it's going to fall into the bowl, and the unsifted flour will get in the bowl. So it feels like you've been trying to sift and trying to shake so long that it's been coming out. But God says, I'll give you beauty for ashes. So if you know, if you pour water into flour, like it's, and mix it together, it can no longer go through the sifter. And I feel like God is bringing you to this season where he's mixing all those ashes, he's mixing all the trial, and he's mixing it with glory, so that morning glory will come out. And then he's actually pressing all that morning glory through the sifter so it's fine dough and it's rich, and it's actually very specifically going to help other people who are going through their morning.
I see a box around you. And I feel like you've felt like you've been in a box. And so you've been kind of chewing your way out of it, trying to chew your way out of it. But God just wanted to let you know he's blowing the box up. It's going to be gone. You're going to be free, 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 free.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. All right, new word.
What was your name?
Yes.
Yes.
April?
April brings new things, yes, followed by new things. I feel like the Lord is using you for certain people, that you have a special gifting to minister to certain people. And I don't know if you've been hesitant about that, but if you have, I feel like he's just saying, he's giving you confirmation that, yes, that's where he wants you to go. It's places that other people won't go, but you're called to go.
Yeah, I see that also. I see that he's lighting you on fire to send you into the darkness. And I don't know what that darkness looks like, but I know you know what it is. And he's lighting you on fire so that he can send you into the darkness, and you can carry him. The Holy Spirit in you is going to bring light into that darkness and change those dark places into places of worship.
That's good. Susan, the Lord highlighted you to me earlier, and I heard the Lord say that you're like Esther, and there's a place of humility that you carry in pure-heartedness before the Lord, that your prayers are powerful in the secret place with him. There's been a time of intimacy and engagement with him one-on-one that's gone deeper and it's gone to the next level. And I feel like there's a promotion in your life in the spirit that's coming. It may have already kind of felt it. I feel like there was a wind that you probably felt before, but it's picking up pace. And I feel like he's actually saying that you're coming into a place where wealth, that you're a woman of wealth, and wealth is more than riches and money. But you're a woman of wealth, and that it's like a storehouse that you have available for you. And I see people coming to you and receiving the wealth of the Lord and the wealth of the kingdom. And he's actually unlocking gifts inside of you. I actually feel like the prophetic is part of what you walk in, whether you realize it or not. You hear the voice of the Lord and give and speak encouraging words to people. You just like to do it one-on-one because you go deep. You go deep. There's actually an inner healing kind of grace on you to relight the fire inside of people that might have been snuffed out before, but you're able to go deep in them. But you're going to reach in. I just see you reaching into like this giant pocket of storehouses and releasing that into people. So I just bless you with that. Anybody add on?
I see him mounting you up on eagle's wings and flying with you. And you're flying, and then he just drops you into the ocean, and you go deep. I feel like you're coming into a deeper season with him.
Good. Add on, or do you have a new one?
Oh, no. I was just processing.
Do you have a new one?
You can put me on the spot.
Yep.
The lady in the back, the bluish green shirt. Yes, yeah, you. Yeah. What was your name? Cynthia? So as you were looking down, I felt like the Lord was just taking your chin and just lifting it up. And the consonants and that look, he wants you to gaze back in his eyes. And I don't know if you know what that means, but I feel like you do. So he's lifting you up.
Have you ever been known as Cindy when you were little, right? So I picture you with pigtails. I picture you as little Cindy. And I think God is saying, I want you to get back more to that childish, not childish, but childlike faith and encouragement that you had when you were young. He's calling you back to that.
I also see like a mountain of dirt, and I feel like there's like construction workers, they like buy dirt to be able to pave it down and stuff. And I feel like you've been handed like several mountains of dirt to be able to pave down, but I feel like God is upgrading your building materials just for your personal life. And I feel like he's giving you this, like, it was like a smaller mountain of gold, but like you can pay thousands of dollars for dirt, but at the end of the day, like, a small pile of gold is far more valuable. And I feel like God is, he's come to you as like a businessman. He's exchanging. I'll give your gold. If you give me your dirt, I'll give you your gold. So God is paving the way for gold.
Yeah, that's very good.
Also, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Nicholas, another Nick. I saw like this brace around the back of your head, and it almost looked like one of those old school, like braces for your teeth and stuff, but I felt like it was actually for your smile, and God was teaching you to smile and to laugh again. And it's not just a bittersweet smile, it's a real smile. And I feel like the season of learning to smile, learning to laugh again is done, and God's taking off that brace, but what he's actually put a brace, like not a brace, like a cast around your eyes, and he's teaching you like the value of different emotions. The value of sadness, the value of just the timing. There's a time for sadness. There's a time for joy. There's a time, and he's teaching you actually to come alongside people. Like Jesus like wept when people were weeping. Jesus laughed when people were laughing. And he's teaching you the value of that and how to partner with that with him.
Anybody have an add-on? You have a new one?
Yeah. This one's for Mariah. Mariah, I see a whole bunch of sparrows on the ground around you, sparrows. And I'm trying to talk to God and ask him what that means. But I think it means you are going to take dominion over the earth, and you are going to free the sparrows. I don't know if that means anything to you, but I think it might.
Any add-ons? Yeah.
Where's Mariah at? Okay. So just add on to that. I heard a quote this last week from a dear friend that said, quoted Patton, says that if you took the time to throw a rock at every dog that barks at you, you'll never get to the place you're going. And so what I heard is the Lord is teaching you how to discern what is a time waster, what are things to distract you, because he's taking you to a place, and it's actually a place of strong victory that you'll lead others to. But you're in the process of learning how to narrow your focus to only the right things. And that doesn't mean you're not going to have things barking at you. Just ignore them and keep going.
Yeah, and while we were worshiping, I believe that there was an angel walking around giving different giftings, and today he gave you the gift of discernment, the discernment of spirits. You have the ability, you always have, but he's lit it up in you now. He's calling you up into this to discern between right and wrong, good and evil, that sort of thing. Don't be surprised if you drive past a place and you feel evil in that place. It happens to me all the time. Like when I go past a Planned Parenthood, I just feel the evil. And that's going to happen to you. But not just places. You're going to be able to see the good and the bad in people as well.
And
you're supposed to do, you're supposed to... The Father is saying you're supposed to pray into that. You're supposed to partner with him in breaking off that evil. You're supposed to partner with him in binding that evil, and especially against places, but against people also.
Mariah, what it is it's a gift of intercession and of authority, and it's unlocking the gift that was already there, and he's given you an upgrade in it. But there's an authority to also learn how to walk with him, hear with him, and watch. And you also are going to learn how to turn it on and turn it off. You're going to learn to know what to pay attention to and what not to pay attention to. That was the distraction word, because he's giving you eyes of steel. I was like, eyes of steel, God, what does that mean? It's like, that doesn't make any sense to me. But he's like, but so focused on him and what he's doing that you're going to be in step with him and walking in that place of authority. But your call to intercession is what's been unlocked. It's a call to intercession. Don't be distracted by the supernaturally gifting seer part of it all. It's about praying what he's praying. It's about saying what he's saying. It's about going where he says to go, and you're going to clean house. I see that you're just like, you're going to clean house. You're going to go and clear land. If you don't know about that, come talk to me later. But you're going to clear land. You're going to clear time. It's about power of intercession and taking territory literally in your prayer life. I feel like and this is going to sound strange, but I feel like the Lord's going to take you in your dreams, and it may also be visions as well, but I feel like he's giving you dreams and to write those dreams and visions down, because he's actually going to be translating you in the spirit while you're sleeping. He's taking you to other places, and you're going to have these really weird encounters. I know this sounds really weird. People are probably freaking out right now that I just said that, but I'm telling you, it's in the Bible, okay? I'm just saying. Philip was there 1 minute, and then he was gone somewhere else, But it may not be in the natural, but I'm just telling you, I know testimonies of people who thought they were sleeping and in their dreams, and then someone calls them later and go, hey, thanks so much for stopping by, and da-da-da-da-da, and we're like, wasn't there, but was there. So I'm just telling you, the Lord's putting you on assignment, but he's going to teach you how to do it, so there's no striving in it, there's no stress in it. He's going to show you how to do it, and I have a couple of resources that I can talk to you about later then too. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I was getting the same thing, so just kind of confirming and with those prophesying part. But I just kept getting the word visionary. And so I think that kind of goes in line with the discernment. But it's a visionary for God. And like Cindy was saying, is saying that focused on God's vision and what he has for you and the direction he wants you to go. So in alignment with that discernment gift that you have. So I bless you with that.
There's a couple in the back. I don't know your names. The guy with the blue shirt and the glasses on your head. Can you tell me your first name? Jeff, and I assume your wife? Nicole? Jeff and Nicole. Lord, help me remember names. I'm really not good with names. But Jeff, I saw you, and I heard the Lord say that you're a man of vision. I know we hear the word visionaries, but he actually said a man of revelation, that you're a man of revelation, that you probably have a prophetic gifting. The voice of the Lord is very clear to you. He tells you the roadmap and the blueprints. I don't know if you do construction or if you do engineering or something, but he says that you're a builder, and he's using you to build things. And of course, I always go to building the kingdom, but I also feel like this may sound really silly, but I don't know if you ever played with Legos when you were little. We have lots of Legos in our house, but you're a master builder. You're a master builder because you build what the master wants you to build. And I feel like he's actually giving you another level of that, whatever that looks like. Kind of like, you know, when you take like a marker board or a chalkboard and you're like kind of washing and starting all over. I see that, but like when you look at blueprints, it doesn't make any sense in the natural because it's printed, right? But I see him washing it. And I see him like restructuring and redesigning, and there's an expansion. So I feel like you're like, it would be like if you're looking at a drawing and needing to add another room to your house, you're adding another level to your house, or you're going to extend the bathroom or whatever it is. Like there's reconstruction happening in you and for you. And I feel like it's actually for your family as well. So I don't know if you're actually building a house or not, but I feel like you may be. I don't know if it's in the natural. I'm just telling you. I don't know. You do the interpretation part. But I feel like he's really highlighting that, and especially the word revelation. When I think of that word revelation, I not only think of Holy Spirit, but he always gives me the sapphire blue, the lapis lazuli on the floor of the throne room. And I feel like the Lord is saying that you've been in the throne room with him, that you know how to engage in the throne room, that you know how to do war in the throne room, you know how to worship in the throne room, and you declare and decree. There's actually a real strong prophetic gifting in you, actually. And there's a place of leadership in there in your authority because you're a man of the word. But he's actually depositing greater things in you. He just keeps giving me more stuff right now because I feel like he's like you're going higher and you're going deeper, so that because you got to go deeper in order to go higher. It's like when you're building a building, you got to go into the basement, you got to go in the lower levels. The higher the building is going to go. Whoa. So that's where he says you've been in the lower levels, you've been building, digging deep, and now he's saying, now it's time to build up, and you've kind of gone to both places. He just showed me, he's like, you've been really busy going in both places, you've been really, I just see there's just a lot of busyness or whatever, and I don't know if you're an entrepreneur or not, but anytime he says busyness too, it's also business, so it's business, there's something about business on you as well. And Nicole, I feel like, worship is your mighty weapon. I feel like there's a sword of worship in your mouth. I don't know if you sing or if you play or whatever, but establishing your home as a house of prayer and worship has been your primary focus. But you're an atmosphere shifter. You're an atmosphere changer. And there's a place of authority in you, just like I was talking about with intercession. It was the same. It's basically the same word for you. The Lord's showing you how to clear territory in the spirit, how to clear atmosphere, how to set atmosphere. And it's because you war with your worship. So I bless you in Jesus' name.
I just saw that you really have a good understanding on the mind of God, and you have a good understanding on the heart of God. And the way that operates together is y'all are able to reference one another. Okay, what's God's heart on this when it comes to like the logic base? And what's God's like mind on this? Like, how can we logically work this out when you have a heart thing? And I feel like your children and even just like people around you really get a good understanding on both of those together, because it's part of y'all's legacy is both the heart and the mind working dually.
New one?
Okay, this is for Rebecca. I feel like God's saying he's making a new cloth out of your life, and he wants you to trust him as a master architect, master painter, master weaver, that he knows what he's doing, even though sometimes it looks like, oh, not that one. He wants you to bring all your balls of yarn to him and not hide any away, not hold any back, and not stick your finger in there and say, wait. But he's just looking at you and trust me. I know what I'm doing. And it's going to take your breath away.
And I just got the picture of the tapestry, and you might have heard this analogy, but, you know, what we see is the back and all the craziness and, you know, the tatters, but I feel like God's showing you, now revealing to you the front of the tapestry and everything that he's been intertwining together, and that you're going to see that beautiful picture that he has been working on in that masterpiece. So I do have a new word, but go ahead. Okay, Elena, stand up. I feel like that you look like you're hiding back there in the corner, but God is highlighting you and telling you to stand up. That everything that you have been doing in the secret places with him, and movie analogy, not the, you know, cleanest movie, but in Dirty Dancing, it says nobody puts baby in the corner. And that's what God's saying is, you are my baby. You are my daughter. And everything you have been doing, you are about to come out and you are going to dance. And it's going to be for everybody to see. And whatever that is, that dance with the Lord, it's time to come out of the quarter and come out of the shadow.
So inside you, I see a table. And it's filled with many beautiful foods and wine and everything. And God told me, I'm preparing a table before her, for her, in front of her enemies. And he says, you are going to taste and see his goodness. Oh, Esther. I don't really see. Oh, there you are. Okay, I knew your husband. Esther, I've been feeling this all day long. You are not forgotten. I just want to say this to you. You are not forgotten. I don't know why I have to say that. But you sometimes you feel like you're just a little tiny drop. But God wants you to know you have dropped into the ocean and you are the ocean. Leadership is coming for you. It might not look like you think leadership is, but a big leadership role is coming for you. I don't know if it's in this church or some outside the church, but I'm super excited about it because God just can't stop talking to me about it.
Good. Add on? Anybody? No?
Okay. Go ahead, and you want to mention Micah?
Micah, would you stand up, please? This is our third senior that just graduated last night. God is so proud of you, young man. He is so proud of what you have accomplished and what you're going to accomplish. I see your time in the Marine Corps. We had a word of knowledge about the Marine Corps today, actually. And I see your time in the Marine Corps as a time of shifting those troops around you and breaking off a lot of the old school let's party wherever we go type of thing, and you being the sanity in that group and your fellow Marines around you, when they're saying, here, hold my beer and watch this, you're the one that says, whoa, hang on a minute, no, that's not a good idea. So you're the one that puts that to an end, and you're gonna be the voice of reason and sanity in your circle of friends in the Marine Corps.
No, but Micah, I feel like after service, I feel like my husband, who is a veteran Marine, is supposed to lay hands on you. So, Bill, can you just raise your hand? I just feel like there's supposed to be a connection right there.
All right. No, that's good. Yeah, let's go and do that. That's good. So if you did not get a personal prophetic word, I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons. And if anything stood out to you, then I want to make sure that you recognize the tug on the heart of like, oh, that sounded like a good word. You can taste it. You can take it. You can grab it for yourself, okay? With childlike faith, if it touched your spirit, if it resonated with you, God is talking to you. He's highlighting that message was for you as well. You had something real quick? Oh, and Stephanie's graduating too. Okay, yay. Stephanie, will you stand up really quick? Yay. Congratulations, you guys. We'll definitely pray for you guys here in just a moment, but I wanted to just release you guys here for just a minute. Father, we just thank you so much for the words that you've released today, God. We thank you for confirmation of identity and destiny, God, that you are doing a new thing in our lives, Father. You're constantly doing a new thing. Lord, you're springing things up. You're inviting us in. You're releasing hope and joy to arise, God. So we thank you, and we say yes to you, Lord. We're so excited for what you're doing, Lord. We see it. We feel it. We're joining in, God, and we say yes to you. We say yes to you and all that you're doing and saying, Lord. So have your way in us, Lord. I just release a blessing unto this day and into this week, Father, that we catch the wind of what you're doing and saying, that you highlight people to us that we're to talk to and to pray for or to bless in some way. God, we thank you that you're sending us out into the highways and the byways, Lord, so that we may extend your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.